This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Ron Johnson going on the attack in his primetime speech at the RNC last night.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
After the speech, Johnson claimed in an interview that wasn't the speech he planned to give. His people aren't saying who changed it, how they did it, or why. All the security planning for the RNC has passed its first test. Hundreds of protesters paraded through the streets of downtown Milwaukee yesterday, just a few blocks from Fiserv Forum. At one point, protesters passed a group of Trump supporters. Both sides had words while police watched, but nothing more. Among other things, the GOP platform calls for the biggest deportation effort in U.S. history. Christine Newman Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division. We stand united and firm for justice and human rights.
She spoke to a crowd of hundreds of protesters that marched through downtown near the RNC perimeter. The theme of day two of the convention is immigration and crime. Speakers tonight will talk about law enforcement and the southern border. Civic Media will have coverage all day long and a special report tonight at 7 on most of these stations. A father and daughter from Green Bay are dead, the apparent victims of extreme heat while hiking on rugged terrain in a national park in Utah. Albino Herrera Espinoza was 52. Beatrice Herrera was 23. Authorities say they died in 100-degree heat last week after they ran out of water. Part of a popular Wisconsin tourist attraction is shut down after a fire on Friday. The operators of the House on the Rock in Spring Green say it happened Friday morning in the circus area of the house. Two other sections are still open. There's no word how long the investigation or repairs may take. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The head of the Lakes United Way is looking for community support for their Stuff the Bus campaign. With the next school year rapidly approaching, the organization is hoping to collect school supplies for area students in need. The Ashland School District, Greater Duluth, Lake Superior School District, and School District of Superior will all be recipients of the supply donations, and collections will occur throughout July and August. The organization has a full list of school-specific donations available online. Duluth residents packed into the city council chamber on Monday to speak against proposed ordinance changes they worry would criminalize homelessness. The changes, if approved, would make something like outdoor camping on city property a misdemeanor worth 90 days in jail or a $1,000 fine. Residents said the ordinance lacks sympathy for community members who were struggling and asked the council to give the changes more consideration. The council now plans to vote at the end of the month. The United Way of Northeastern Minnesota is offering financial assistance to households affected by the extreme flooding over the last month. According to a Northern News Now report, affected residents can apply for the assistance with proof of residence, verification of flood damage, and a demonstration of need. Households will be able to request up to $1,500 for bills, building materials, or household appliances. Funding will come from the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation Disaster Relief Fund. A nonprofit organization is hoping to make the Lester Park Golf Course in the city of Duluth more accessible. According to a Northern News Now report, the golf course permanently closed in 2023 due to financial struggles and is now boarded up and overgrown. The nonprofit Barrier Free Golf is hoping to revitalize the property and make the entire course more adaptive and accessible for people with disabilities at no cost to residents or the city. Funding for the renovation would be provided by grants if approved. People visiting the Duluth Children's Museum have been forced to deal with the heat following an air conditioning vandalism incident. According to a Fox 21 report, Duluth's Children's Museum officials says their air conditioning unit was damaged a couple of weeks ago, and they're still waiting on the installation of their new unit. Until then, they've had to get creative in keeping visitors cool and keep water available for their guests at the front desk. The museum gives kids a chance to learn with a variety of fun exhibits. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced $1.3 million of grant funding to support coastal communities in the state. According to the press release, Ashland, Bayfield, and Douglas counties will all receive funding for a variety of projects. The city of Ashland will receive $10,000 to update their comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. The Northwest Regional Planning Commission will receive $40,000 for coastal projects, and Bayfield County will receive over $70,000 to acquire 160 acres of land. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it will host a public meeting with the Pierce County Deer Advisory Council on August 14th. According to a press release, the public meeting is being held to share information on chronic wasting disease after a wild deer in Pierce County tested positive in April. The fatal disease has been monitored in Wisconsin since 1999, and positive tests are typically followed by baiting and feeding bans. CWD has appeared in a number of northwest Wisconsin counties. The Duluth Area Pickleball Association's Summer Slam Tournament was held in the city over the weekend. According to a Fox 21 report, the tournament at Wheeler Athletic Complex featured 145 pickleball players from a variety of states and even some from Canada. Pickleball's popularity has continued to grow throughout the Midwest, and organizers of the Summer Slam say they're planning another tournament for the fall. Money raised from this weekend's tournament will go towards court maintenance costs. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 86th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic hosted by the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Right-hander Corbin Burnes, former Brewer and now with the Orioles, on the mound for the American League against the Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. Brewers catcher William Contreras will be behind the plate for the National League with Christian Yelich in right field for his third career All-Star Game.
Yeah, anytime you get to come here, it's special, and you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Last night at the Home Run Derby, the Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez defeated the Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. in the final round. It was Hernandez's first time in the Derby. NBA, the Bucks take on the LA Clippers tonight in Summer League action. At 0-2, the Bucks looking for their first win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office season might have started slow, but did achieve a big milestone this year. The Despicable Me Minions franchise passed $5 billion in global ticket sales, making it the first animated feature franchise to do so. The most recent installment, Despicable Me 4, pulled in another $135 million globally at the box office this past weekend and is still yet to open in several foreign territories. The Minions franchise now ranks as the 10th highest grossing of all time domestically. The Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards took place this past weekend. The Hollywood Reporter says Taylor Swift took home three awards: Favorite Female Artist, Favorite Concert for her Eras Tour, and Favorite Global Music Star. Young Sheldon won for Favorite Family TV Show. Barbie took the top prize for Best Movie and got a Best Actress award for Margot Robbie. Tim Chalamet won Best Actor for Wonka. Simone Biles and Travis Kelce won Favorite Sports Stars. Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty has passed away. The actress's publicist, Leslie Sloan, said that Doherty passed away July 13th, surrounded by her family and her dog. The charmed actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, according to Deadline.com. Doherty was 53 years old. James Caan helped Will Ferrell develop some thick skin on his first film after leaving SNL. Ferrell told Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Messy podcast that between takes, Caan would say things like, "You're not funny, I don't get you." Ferrell says it was all an attempt to build up to the boardroom scene where Caan kicks Buddy out of his life, but also admitted to having doubts about the film's comedy when he would look at himself in the elf costume. Ferrell eventually received validation from Caan as they left the premiere when Caan said, "Great job. I thought you were way too over the top, but no, it's brilliant."
We could catch an isolated shower at some point later this morning into early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 78 our high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, and a lot less humid with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.